Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'll tell you, one of my close friends, who I will not name because I won't, has had colon cancer now for 3.5 years. 3.5 years of chemo and radiation. That sucks. I had it for like 4 months. It was a new form of hell. It's just to imagine. And he's got young kids, and it's just... So for folks to think that this is an anomaly for Chadwick Boseman, this African-American, amazing young actor who died, it's not. That just brought it to the forefront. Maybe as a result, we can save some lives. I'm blessed, by the way, to be able to join in with Lynn Hayes Freeland tomorrow to start a relevant, significant show called Black Health Matters tomorrow at noon. Don't miss it. But I'm also lucky to have Dr. John Ree with us from Hillman. Hi, doctor. How are you, sir?
Oh, hi, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
This death kind of hit us all in the gut, but it's not an anomaly, is it, doctor?
No. Yeah, colorectal cancer, it's the second most common cancer, the most common gastrointestinal cancer. So, yeah, it's something we see every day. This type of cancer, there's effective screening, so that's the good news, and patients are able to be cured.
What is it about the screening that so many folks blow it off, doctor?
Let's see. I think the colonoscopy, it is a procedure. There's a slight risk, but you have to go through a prep. But it saves lives, and we certainly recommend it in the patients who are at risk. Or actually, the American Cancer Society has changed the recommendation from 50 to 45.
Oh, and for good reason, right? I mean, the numbers are dropping from, and I'm being told the number of young adults getting it is on the increase. Is that true, doctor?
That's definitely true. Yeah, I've been in oncology since 2002, and I've certainly seen more patients younger than the age of 50, and the statistics are definitely there. And the American Cancer Society made that change in 2018.
Any idea why we're seeing more cases, doctor?
Yeah, there's definitely research that needs to be done, but most authorities believe that it might be linked to diet, or eating more red meat is detrimental. Low diet in fruits and vegetables, lack of exercise, being more sedentary, those are considered risk factors.
Starting the show tomorrow, I think, is timely and important, called Black Health Matters. And one of the issues is going to be the death of this amazing actor, Chadwick Boseman, 43. Doctor, are African Americans more at risk for the colorectal cancer?
Yeah, some reports say 20% increased risk for unclear reasons. Some hypotheses are a different biology of their cancer, or a lack of access to the screening measures that save lives. But it's not entirely known.
Amazing. Hey, doctor, the death of Chadwick Boseman, everybody is now talking about it. Do you think this might, at the end of the day, benefit? It might make folks more aware. Are you hopeful to get more younger folks to come out and get the testing, sir?
Yeah, it's definitely a major loss. Bringing up this topic on programs like this will help shed some light and have more patients screened when they're appropriate.
Dr. John Ree from the Hillman Cancer Center. So I get a question, and I apologize if I'm just dumping this on you, doctor. What does the doctor think of the new test called? Is there a test, doctor? Cologuard, C-O-L-O, guard in place of colonoscopy. Is that true?
Yeah, that's emerging as an option. It's a stool test. There's the kind of older stool test that just detects the occult blood.
Yeah.
So that's been utilized. But also this Cologuard or fecal immunohistochemical test, it checks the DNA that could be associated with cancer. And if positive, then the colonoscopy is recommended.
This is Dr. John Reed from the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center. Hey, doctor, what are the signs of colorectal cancer?
Yeah, the signs range from a change in bowel habits, like diarrhea, constipation, or change in the caliber of your stools or narrowing, some bleeding, like red blood or black stools would be concerning. Patients could present with abdominal pain, nausea, being tired from a chronic loss of blood from the tumor, or unintended weight loss. Those are the main symptoms. Patients could be asymptomatic, and so that's important to know.
Hey, doc, the friend of mine that has it and has fought it now for 3.5 years and is at stage 4, why is this, and this might sound stupid, but I don't know, why is this so tough to beat, doctor?
Well, when it's stage 4, then the primary treatment would be systemic therapy, so
right.
Drugs given intravenously or orally that go throughout the body. And now there are some instances where if there's just a limited number of metastases or spread of the tumors, that patients could be cured with multimodality therapy, as in surgery and systemic therapy. But if it's disseminated, like multiple sites of spread in the liver and the lungs, then unfortunately it can't be cured.
I see. I've had the test, and it's not bad, man. You drink that goop, so what? And they put you under, and then you go home. I mean, honestly, doctor, it's painless, right?
Yeah. That's correct. I had it 2 years ago. Let's see, it was my first one. I think for me, the worst part was just not being able to eat for all those hours.
True.
But after that, the procedure is done in no time.
All right, so give folks a clue. What's the age when you should be checking this out, getting the test, and getting into your doctor, Dr. John Reed from Hillman Cancer Center? What should they do, sir?
Yeah, so for average risk individuals, it would be 45 to 50. So the American Cancer Society changed it from 50 to 45. So I would say 45 would be the correct time for your provider to be discussing colorectal cancer screening with you, or you bringing up with them. And there are risk factors. There are some rare cancer syndromes that could increase risk of colorectal cancer. Having symptoms may warrant having a colonoscopy or other testing earlier.
Sure.
If you have a first-degree relative, especially if they are younger than 50, that increases your risk of colorectal cancer several times, and you should have a colonoscopy earlier than that 45 age. For example, we say 10 years before the age that the first-degree family member was diagnosed.
Oh.
So if one's father was diagnosed at age 50, then they should get their colonoscopy at age 40.
All right, doctor, I appreciate you. It's important information. Thank you so much. I really, really am thankful. Thank you, Dr. Reed.
Thanks for having me on, Marty.
All right, man, anytime. I am. I'm trying to scare you a little bit. It's vital that you get the colonoscopy. One of my close friends who works here, I had one yesterday.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
parts.